I'm sorry to take the floor again, but I find myself obligated to make some clarification. What I meant when I said that we need extraterritorial jurisdiction is only on the scope of this committee, which means on hate crimes, that states need to cooperate together in regard to hate crimes. I give an example of the privacy rights because as states, we fail to tackle this issue. We fail to protect privacy rights of individuals when it comes to big techs. I think we can all acknowledge that, that even though we have national laws to protect the privacy rights of our individuals, but still big tech companies still violate those rights on a daily basis, and we can all agree on that one. So this is the only scope that I'm referring to. And the reason that we did not succeed when it comes to protection of privacy rights, that we did not work together, that we did not sit down, that we did not cooperate. And how can we protect all our citizens in regard to hate speech, in regard to privacy rights, all in all? So this is the scope that I am referring to, and this is what we are discussing, international cooperation when it comes to fighting hate crimes and when it comes to giving our individuals, all our individuals, citizens, residents in all countries, the protection that they need from discrimination and all kinds of discrimination. Thank you so much.